Well, lots of governors are wringing their hands at this point over large budget deficits, and many of them are looking to cut just about anything in the budget, including prisons. Utah, for example, might have to release 650 inmates because of budget cuts, and Jerry Brown has a plan in California that would save $250 million but force juvenile offenders into the adult prison system. In Oklahoma, they have a particular problem, and that is that they have more women behind bars than any other state. They also have an estimated $600 million deficit. And each one of those women behind bars costs the state $26,000 a year. So what's a way to handle that? Maybe we should keep these women out of prison. That's the idea coming from Amy Santee anyway. She's a senior program officer with the George Kaiser Family Foundation. And that foundation funds a program called Women in Recovery. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Also with us this morning, Melissa Pruitt, who's currently participating in the Women in Recovery program that we're going to talk about. Melissa was arrested in March of 2010. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Maybe you could start by kind of telling us what got you. You were originally sentenced to perhaps 12 years in jail. Maybe you could just tell us what happened.
I was arrested in March of 2010 for endeavoring to manufacture methamphetamine.
And you were going to go to prison. You thought you were going to prison for years.
Yes, ma'am.
Keeping you away from your two young children.
Yes, ma'am.
So at what point did you find out that you could participate in the Women in Recovery program?
On May 25th of 2010, I was released from the Tulsa County jail system there into Women in Recovery, and I really didn't know ahead of time that I was getting into the program, but I was very grateful that I was released into the program. So I didn't have any knowledge up until then that I was going to get into the program.
All right. So, and that's cut down your time of incarceration to a very short amount. Amy Santee, this program, as I understand it, is designed to keep nonviolent female offenders out of prison. How does that work?
Yes. The program began about 18 months ago, and our foundation partnered with Family and Children's Services to develop an alternative to incarceration program for women who are facing significant prison sentences. So the program identifies women who can't qualify for any other diversion or alternative program and intervenes at the stage that they're involved with the court system. The women are then pled into Women in Recovery, where they receive up to 12 months of services.
Well, I mean, this is clearly a large problem in Oklahoma. I read a statistic that 3% of Oklahoma kids have at least one parent in prison. And as I said before, Oklahoma, the largest number of women in prison of any other state. And why is this program, though, specifically aimed at women?
Well, as you mentioned, incarceration has a devastating impact on children, and there are almost 5,000 children under the age of 18 with a mother in prison in Oklahoma. The foundation's focus is early intervention to reverse the cycle of poverty. So we felt it was very important that we began looking at serving these nonviolent female offenders that could be served much more effectively in their community. Most of the women in Oklahoma prison are suffering from substance abuse, addiction, and or mental illness, and they are not going to receive the treatment and services in our state facilities, particularly when we're facing a $600 million deficit, as you mentioned.
Melissa, how old are your children?
I have two daughters. I have an 8-year-old and a 3-year-old.
And you've been in this program for 10 months. How much longer until you're finished with the Women in Recovery program?
The program goes from 12 to 14 months, and I'm currently in phase 4 of 6 phases.
All right. So when you are done with this program, do you go back to your children? Do you then have custody of your kids again?
I have regular visitation right now with both of my children. I am currently seeking to get joint custody of my 8-year-old, and in the next few weeks, I will be having a termination of guardianship, and my 3-year-old will be living with me once again.
Okay, so that sounds like you think this program actually does what Amy Santee claims it does, which is to protect your daughters.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Amy Santee, do we have any evidence that this program actually helps with recidivism? Do we know that the program, it works in terms of getting mothers back with their kids? I mean, what evidence do we have that it's that it works?
Well, what I can tell you, the program is still very new. So in terms of long, you know, three-year recidivism rates, it just hasn't been around long enough to do that. But what I can tell you is in the 18 months the program has existed, we have graduated 14 women. Those 14 women would have had extensive prison sentences. However, today they are reunified with their children, they're employed, they're living in safe housing in our community, and have become the mothers they wanted to be and the citizens our state hopes to have.
All right. But Amy Santee, there is a tension between those who say that having to release inmates for any reason, even if it's just that you can't afford the to keep them in prison, makes a state less safe.
You know, I think we're placing our community at greater risk by not providing these alternatives, because due to our state budget's crisis, only a small percentage of women would receive any services related to the causations of their offenses while in custody. So the majority would be leaving prison with untreated substance abuse, returning to their communities where it'd be difficult to find a job with livable wages, safe housing. They'd be reunified with their children abruptly without help. They'd have thousands of dollars in fines, lost their driver's license, the barriers because they're convicted felons. So where do they end up in that situation? Right back where they started, abusing drugs, surrounded by unhealthy relationships. So doesn't it make more sense to provide these women with treatment, help them reunite with their children, develop positive supports, especially when all this can be done at a lower cost?
That's Amy Santee, Senior Program Officer with the George Kaiser Family Foundation that funds the Women in Recovery program, and Melissa Pruitt, a participant in that program. Melissa, what do you think is your three-year recidivism rate? Do you feel like this is it for you? This program is going to put you on your right path?
Yes, I feel that this program has provided me a foundation, a solid foundation where I can just build from it. So I am very grateful to have been given the treatment that I have in this program.
Melissa Pruitt, arrested for in March of 2010, mother of two, going to rejoin her daughters within months. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.